It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. I hope you're all having a great weekend. TGIF, I know some people say it's thank goodness it's Friday. I say thank God it's football. And tonight we have game night, right, Tom?
We do.
And how's game night going? I mean, I haven't been paying attention to the high schools. I mean, how's Crown Point doing? That's one of my teams.
I couldn't tell you. I paid too much attention to the tacos during the food. Oh, Crown Point's good. They're good. They're doing well. Maryville also doing good as well. Yeah. I think we in Northwest Indiana have a couple of teams that stand some shots at making it to semi-state, maybe making it down to the State House, maybe even winning at the State House in Indianapolis, rather, and winning state. So we'll see what happens. Should be pretty fun. But it's week eight tonight, week eight. So on Sunday.
Is that the last week of the regular season?
No, we got one more week of the regular season. Uh-huh. But in like 48 hours from now, we get the sectional draw on Sunday. So then we'll find out how the playoff pairings go and who's playing who. And
so much different than I think when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's you know, they make it more like the professionals.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, we have an institution here that's over here right off Broadway here in Maryville. We have Pepe's Tacos here. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How are you enjoying all this nice weather?
Oh, man, this is my favorite time of the year.
I mean, I can't believe it's like, 75, 80 degrees outside? Yeah. I mean, I still have the top down on my convertible. Yeah. I don't think I put it up yet.
It's just nice because you can actually go out and do things without pouring sweat.
You know? How is that? I mean, is the warmer weather better for you guys?
It all depends. You know, like right now, things are a little bit slower. It usually doesn't start picking up till about this time.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a little bit of an influx of a crowd because of the football games? I mean, because you got Andrean right there, you got Maryville High School.
I guess it all depends on, you know, what teams are playing, but sometimes we do, you know.
Well, you know, me and Tom both want to thank you. You know, we want to thank you for sponsoring game night here on Lakeshore Public Media.
Yes.
So it's fun. every other Friday, you bring us a whole array of actually Tom goes and picks it up.
Go ahead. I tell you what, the staff there, the nicest folks, hanging out, waiting, and it's never like, you know, rolling their eyes at me or, you know, hey, go wait in the back and, you know, behind the dumpster kind of thing.
We'll give you the food out the back door.
Exactly.
But again, we really want to thank you for sponsoring game night here at Lakeshore Public Media.
Of course.
And I guess what Pepe's does for us and Adam is we go get the food and we're able to feed our correspondents.
Well, the crew. We feed the in-studio crew for that. So, Yep.
Well, so they enjoy that.
We're part of the community, so we're glad that we're part of it.
Yeah. How long have you guys been part of the community?
Between both locations. When I mean both locations, we were at originally 8011 South Broadway for 36 years. And we're at our current location, 260 East 84th Drive in Maryville, and that we've been there 9 years.
And what decided you to move, and has there been a difference in your business just for the move? And the move is just right across 30, pretty much one block.
It really is.
Behind the old Century Mall there.
Right. I think for us it was, CVS came in and made us an offer.
You couldn't refuse?
We couldn't refuse, of course. And we were blessed with that, and then we were just fortunate enough that there was building where I think it used to be.
Was it an IHOP or a?
It was a Pancake House,
right?
And it was sitting there, and we were so fortunate that it was there, and And the nice thing is they kept all the utilities on, so when we walked in, it was just a matter of painting, changing things.
Because it had a full line kitchen, and
they put steel kitchen walls and everything. It was really, really. You know, it was made for us to just kind of walk in.
Turnkey,
exactly.
It's perfect when it's turnkey.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat. You're on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. And today we have Adam Espinoza from Pepe's Tacos here, and he's got gift cards. So you give us a call at 219-769-9577. Adam would be happy just to hand out a gift card to you.
Yep.
Adam, I also want to thank you for doing friends and neighbors with us too. So me and Adam filmed like probably a 5-minute segment.
Yeah.
It'll probably be out on the internet next week, I think they said, or maybe next month. And then the episode will be airing spring on Channel 56.
Correct.
How'd you like doing that?
That was awesome.
Was that different?
It, you know what? It kind of like I'm really big into the Food Network show.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of just brought me back to that, you know, made me feel part of it. And again, you know, like I said, we're part of the community and we're just happy that we can share our story and share our food, you know, with people.
Yeah. Was it kind of cool to see how the insights were? I mean, when you see the finished product, because the guys here do a really great job.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've done a few things with them, but they do. When you see it, you got to like look at food station stuff or things on TV totally different because you got like a background insight
right,
on it.
Right, right, right. No, it was awesome. I mean, when I was in high school, I always thought I was going to go into radio and television.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just nice to kind of see that and be a part of that.
That's cool. I enjoyed it. I really, mm-hmm. I always enjoy doing with people that, you know, we're like friends.
Yeah.
You're like my amigo.
Yeah.
So before we get going on any further, again, 219-769-9577 if you want to join in on the conversation. Give us a little background about yourself and about Pepe's and the history of Pepe's.
Well, I grew up in East Chicago, Indiana, and was one of seven kids. And my parents, they basically immigrated here from Mexico back in the 50s. And my dad was, he was a World War II vet. So when he first came here, he basically came here hoping to be part of the American dream. And, you know, he eventually got to a point where he joined the military. He was in the Air Force. And he eventually got a citizenship. And then from there, you know, my dad was always very entrepreneur-like. He was always trying to find ways to
make a buck. Yeah.
And the opportunity came about in the 70s to open up a restaurant. And so he got involved with the one on, what was it, 53rd Avenue.
The first on one, I, the yeah. first one, I have always told the story when we were kids in the 70s, we used to cruise Broadway. And at the end of the night, we always went to Pepe's, and that's where I had my first taco. Being a Greek guy, we didn't eat tacos.
Right, you know what I mean?
We ate a lot of fish and bean soup and things like that. But, you know, we used to...
Bean soup.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, fasolia, it's called. It's navy bean soup. That was what we grew up on. But my dad would be, you know, he would be so mad if he knew I was cruising Broadway. But we used to stop there and get tacos.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Peter Martinez and some other guys, Kelly and stuff, we used to get tacos. And I never really had tacos until I had a Pepe's taco. So that's always been my benchmark of what a taco should be like.
That's awesome. No, but yeah, we got involved with, like I said, with Pepe's, my dad, and like 11 other partners, and then eventually that dwindled down to two partners, and then eventually my mom and dad just kind of took over, and then my brother was involved with it, and then I worked in corporate America for quite a few years. I worked for originally for Kraft Foods, Amoco Oil Company. Then
there's
a
difference right there.
Yeah, then I went to AT&T, and then eventually Ace Hardware Corporation, and then the opportunity, my dad wasn't doing too well, and he said, hey, can you come help us? And so I left corporate America. And
so the guy I used to see was your father.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, at Pepe's all the time.
Yeah, he was always, you know, thinking ways of, you know, like I said.
How long was Pepe's around before your father got involved?
He there at the cusp? No, it's already from 67.
Okay.
Was the very first one, and that was in Chicago on 18th Street.
Okay.
And that was the first one that back in 1967.
And how many Pepe's are there now?
There's total of 35.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom, did you think there was 35 Pepe's?
I had a thought more, honestly, but like
really?
Having grown up in the Midwest, it's like I feel like there's a Pepe's everywhere. So
yeah,
I just assume it's like one of those like, oh, it is everywhere. Kind of like, you know, when, you know, but if you don't travel a lot, you don't realize like White Castle is a Chicagoland institution, right? In-N-Out Burger is a West Coast thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's wasn't a ubiquitous hamburger for a long time either. So like, I never understand in terms of like restaurants and like they don't go past the Mississippi, or they don't go north or south of the Mason-Dixon line in terms of how that operates. So I would have guessed more, but, you know, it's kind of like one of those where if you don't have all the ducks in a row, you always think there's more ducks.
Yeah.
So they have their own corporate trucks that go around?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So there's some things you do get from Pepe's.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of it, we get on our own, and, you know, our thing is always about quality of the product. And so, you know, we've, throughout the years, you know, we've dealt with a lot of different vendors. And again, you know, quality is really important.
Do you have
us.
A specific, like, vendor that just deals with Latino food?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
We do a little bit of stuff with, there's a company out of Chicago for the meats.
Okay.
El Cubano.
Okay.
They do a great job. And then a lot of our produce is brought in from Chicago.
Okay. Why don't you give everyone your address and your location? I mean, your location address and, like, your hours of operation.
Yeah, sure. It's the address is 260 East 84th Drive. Our number is 219-769-7191 or 219-769-PEPE. And our hours of operation are Sunday through Thursday, 11 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then Fridays and Saturdays, we're open till 10 o'clock.
Now, you accept carryouts?
Yeah, we do carryouts. We do catering. We have a lounge area. And we have just, like I said, our dining room. And then we even have an outdoor patio that, you know, we try to, you know, really make it as nice as possible. We have flowers and we have fans out there.
And you have the typical terracotta colors.
Oh, yes.
And all that
kind
of stuff.
The yellows, the blues.
Are those colors you grew up with? Was your house like that? Like, my house was all blue and white.
Yeah. Ours was a lot of yellow and a lot of blues.
How many seats you got inside?
We can sit between the patio and the lounge and the dining room, 135 people.
Okay. So we know why your father got into it. Why'd you take over the business? Why'd you want to get into restaurants? It wasn't even about being a restaurant. It's just about doing your own business.
Yeah, I was, you know, I kind of, like I said, grew up in it, busing, washing dishes. And like I said, I even went to corporate America. But there was always something missing. And, you know, I think bottom line was just the fact that I knew that I can kind of dictate things and make things happen. And thank God, you know, I feel blessed every day, you know, that God's blessed us. And I've been fortunate enough to be around, you know, like I said, between both locations, myself personally, 20 years.
Wow. So how much of your family's involved?
It's just myself. My two boys help me out. My wife helps me out. And that's it.
What region of Mexico are you kind of like
towards? Yeah, we're from central Mexico, the city of Guadalajara, which is the second largest city in Mexico. We're about 4 hours from Puerto Vallarta.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're more, of course, inland and right.
So how, being inland, how does that make the cuisine different than other places in Mexico?
A lot of, like, for instance, Jalisco is a lot of more spicy stuff.
Okay.
Whereas if you go further south, it's more of like Oaxaca. You have more different salsas, more chocolatey, you know, just different flavors.
Like mole.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, north, you use more like flour tortillas. Whereas central Mexico, more south, you use like corn tortillas.
Oh. I was always kind of a south side guy myself.
I'm a north sider. Yeah. I'm a north sider. I like that soft, and I like the Cubs.
We got a couple of callers on the line. First up, we've got Andrea calling from Crown Point. Andrea, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
Hello, you there?
Hello.
Hey. Yes.
Yep, can you hear us, Andrea?
Yes.
Did you hear that margarita, Andrea?
How are you?
No, I didn't. I don't know what happened. I think I got either put on hold or a mute button.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, we've got you now. What have you got
for Adam
at
Pepe's.
I have a question for Adam. I noticed that your guys' salsa is different than the one that was in Miller and in Balbo. Of course, both of them have closed.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you have any thoughts on changing your salsa anytime soon?
Not really. I mean, we have several different salsas. We have our cilantro, which is our table salsa. And then we have our ranchera salsa, which is very mild, very kind of like more tomato-y. And then we have our cilantro, which is really spicy. And then we also have our tomatillo sauce, which is a green salsa.
So, oh, okay. I didn't know that you had that many salsas.
Yeah, so we have several different salsas, you know, because, I mean, of course, not everybody's taste buds the same. So
okay.
It's just a matter of asking
for
it.
I had come in there once and had sat down, and we had the salsa, and it was just almost, I hate to say it, but it was just tomato sauce.
That's the ranchero. But we have, like I said, our regular salsa that we serve at the table, it's very flavorful. It has a little bit of everything. It has like a little bit of garlic, cilantro, onions.
So you have to specify?
I'm sorry?
When you come, do you have to specify what kind
of salsa? No, well, that salsa, if you were to come in, that's the salsa you would get. But if you want something really mild, like the tomato-y salsa, you would just have to ask for that. But most people that come on a regular basis know the difference, and they'll usually just ask, you know, I don't want that salsa. I want the tomato-y.
Yeah, 'cause when we sat down, it was just more just tomato. There was no, you know, seasonings in it.
Yeah, no, this one, the one we have now is definitely very flavorful.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful.
And hopefully we'll see you there soon.
So what we're going to do, Andrea, is Adam Espinoza from Pepe's Off-Broadway is going to send you a gift card to Pepe's.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Andrea.
All right. And we've got Mick calling in from Sherrville. Mick, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hey, Mick.
Hey, how are you today?
Mick. You know what? We're doing really great. It's nice and warm outside. I was able to come in with my rag top on. Adam brought a bunch of tacos and stuff, and we're drinking some really good margaritas.
As a matter of fact, that's my dinner tonight. Dinner's tonight is Pepe's Tacos.
All right.
But I got a real quick question.
Yes,
I love the sauce. My wife loves the sauce. Will you ever put that in the stores?
Never really thought about it. It's just
the smile on his face right now as he's thinking about it tells me, Mick, that you may have planted a seed right there.
That you got one of my questions right out of my book. That's perfect.
Cool.
You know, we never
I mean, because you have other competition. I'm not going to name any names, but it can't even compare to your sauce. And I see those in the store, and I'm waiting to see Pepe's Tacos on them on the shelf at Strax.
Well, we do have our Pepe salsa as well. So that one is bottled, but like I said, the one we serve in-house, that one's just kind of like more when folks come in and order food and that. So,
okay, I'm sure it would fly off the shelves though.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, Mick.
All right. Well, let me know. I'd like to be a contributor to that if you guys decide to do that.
Okay, sounds good.
So,
all
appreciate
right.
it.
Thanks.
So Mick, we're going to send you out a gift card to Pepe's Off Broadway over here in Maryville from Adam.
Sweet. I appreciate it. Have a good day, okay?
Hey, thanks for calling in,
Mick.
Thanks.
Folks, you're tuned in to Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and today we have Adam Espinoza here from Pepe's Off-Broadway right here in Maryville. Actually located right behind the Old Century Mall, and what is that, the big white bank or whatever that is?
What's the old Chase building?
Yeah.
Now it's Wells Fargo.
They always change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we want you to call in 219-769-9577, just like Andrea did and just like Mick did, and get a chance to win a gift card from Pepe's Tacos right off Broadway in Maryville. So this is Hispanic Heritage Month. Now, you also do Cinco de Mayo,
correct,
of course. Are those the two major?
Well, a lot of people.
Does Hispanic Hispanic Heritage Month, is that a good draw, or is it overlooked?
I think it's overlooked. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if there was more, I don't know, I guess, push to it. But I think a lot of people think that Cinco de Mayo's are Mexican Independence Day, but it isn't. It's just a particular battle that took place in 1862. But Mexican Independence is actually on the 16th of September.
Okay. Now, Cinco de Mayo is a big one for you, right?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. It's probably our biggest day of the year.
Okay. Just one single day? Now, do you get a little play before and a little play after?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But Cinco de Mayo for sure is our biggest day. And then, like, we every year we have our Mexican Independence Day event. And we usually have a band. We have mariachis.
Oh, you just had it, right?
We just had
it. And, you know, folks, you'll see that on Friends and Neighbors.
Yes.
They did some B-rolls on that.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it turns out really nice, and we just get a big crowd, and everybody just goes out to have a good old time.
Now, we'll get back to that. Who do you got on the line, Tom?
We got Alex calling in from Maryville. Alex, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, what's happening?
How you doing, Alex?
Alex.
Mark, how you doing? I got a quick story. When you were located on Broadway there in 80th, what's it?
Oh, 8011 Broadway.
Yeah. Buddy of mine come in, myself, we come in and we sat down. If you recall, you had the little dishes of the carrots and the jalapenos, I believe you were serving.
Yeah, the jalapenos, yeah.
Right. So the server brings out the peppers and the carrots, and there happened to be a whole one in there. My buddy dares me to eat the whole one, and I said, you know what, I can do that. I take a bite in it. Believe it or not, a scream of that juice right in his eye.
Oh, man.
I kid you not, that would not happen again if he attempted it a million times. He ran to the bathroom. He came out all teary-eyed, crying. Me and the servers, I explained what happened. We were all in tears after we saw this. Unreal. It just reminded me of that when I tuned in. I go, man, I used to go to the one on 53rd. For years back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So were you cruising Broadway, too?
Yeah.
So was I.
I tell you what. I always love the food there. Always have.
Oh, thank you.
What do you like to get there?
Man, I tell you, I always opt out for the tacos.
Yeah.
The three taco dinner. I used to get... I'm up in age, so I got to watch, you know, as far as the cheeses and all that on top of, you know, everything that's on there. I try to play it safe with the three tacos.
Well, Alex.
Well, hopefully we'll see you soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you visit the one over in Maryville right off Broadway there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Adam's got a gift card that he's going to give me, and the studio's going to send you out a gift card to Pepe's Tacos for calling in and giving a great comment.
Thank you so much. Great.
Thanks for the story, Alex. Appreciate
it. Yeah, that was a good story.
Hey, my pleasure. Hey, thank you for the food.
Alex, keep on cruising.
Oh, absolutely. Take care.
Thank you.
So, that's a good story.
That is a good story.
What is your number one seller?
Well, our beef tacos probably are number one, but we have...
What did we make on TV that was just delicious?
Oh, we had the fajitas, the steak fajitas.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we had the skirt steak.
The skirt steak.
And then we had the al pastor tacos.
Yeah. Now, that skirt steak was so, like, tender.
Yeah.
It was amazing because, really, skirt steak, if you don't do it well, is no good.
Right.
It's no good. Do you guys pre-marinate that and everything?
We do. And then the other thing is, like I said, just the quality of the meat that we get.
Yeah,
so it's really helps out a lot.
So on the skirt steak, when we did it, you butterflied it?
Correct.
And then you marinate it?
We marinate it. We put a little bit of beer on it.
Yeah. To help break it down a little bit. But you don't do any mechanical tenderizing. You don't hit it with a hammer or anything.
No, so it's because of the butterflying.
Yeah.
And then because everything else is just all the spices and that are in there. And then we just wrap it up, and then we just kind of put it away, and then... You know, and then we grill it, and so just it's make my mouth water right
that
now.
You know, I remember when we filmed it, I was able to pull that meat just apart, and it was like tender, like you're eating almost a filet. It was crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people just
how many times they stay away from that because I think it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, there's a franchise out there that something Ulti or whatever, and they have steak, and it's tough.
Really?
Every time I eat it, it's tough. I don't even get it from. I don't even go there really. If I get tacos, it's basically from Pepe's, anyways. Who do we got there?
We got John calling in from Cedar Lake. John, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, real good. You got a comment or question for Adam from Pepe's Tacos?
Oh, I've been eating. I'm 68 years old. I've been eating Pepe's Tacos for a long time.
Well, I'm glad to hear
that. Where was the first time you had a Pepe's Tacos?
I got to think now.
Like you're not that much older than me now.
Not everybody had their first taco when they were like 20, Nick.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I was 16.
Yeah. I believe it was possibly in Schererville, Indiana.
Okay. Mm. So have you visited the Pepe's Tacos here in Maryville, right off Broadway?
No, no, I haven't, since I live in Cedar Lake, and I'm retired, and on disability, I don't drive a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're always welcome.
Yeah. And
you know, as we say in Spanish, mi casa, su casa.
When you were going to Thailand, what do you like? What Mexican food do you like? What fits your fancy there?
I actually like enchiladas.
Mm. You guys do enchiladas,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
We do enchiladas, yep.
You know,
we do them with the meat. We do them with cheese. We do them crab meat.
You know, John, Adam, why don't you take a little bit of drive maybe over or get somebody to drive you to Maryville because he's got a gift card for you. So
okay,
you can get something from Pepe's.
It's no problem for me to drive.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to send you out a gift card to Pepe's off Broadway right here in Maryville.
So we'll wait for you to cruise on down to Pepe's.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I want to hear from you again, okay?
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you very much.
Folks, it's that easy. You're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Media. The phone number here is 219-769-9577. If you want to call in, give a comment, a question. And we have a staple in the area. I mean, been here forever, and that's Pepe's. Right off Broadway, it's Pepe's Tacos, Pepe's Restaurant. It's no matter how you say it, it's Pepe's. We got Adam here, Adam Espinoza, and he's got gift cards. So give us a call at 219-769-9577 before those gift cards run out. You said that you were part of a bigger group, like 30-something guys and stuff. Where did the recipes come from originally?
Well, a lot of them just came from the corporation itself, but then eventually we started branching off and doing our own thing. So, for instance, like our shredded chicken is ours, all of our skirt steak, like I said, the fajitas, so we just basically, just from like friends and through like my parents and some of their friends that, would really, really top chefs in their day, I guess you could say. And just a lot of the recipes just kind of passed down.
So you do insert some of your own flavors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
That's good. We got somebody else on the line?
Yeah.
We
got Janice calling from Maryville. Janice, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi.
Hello, Janice.
This is Janice. My husband, Bob, and I come in frequently. But I had a question for you. My favorite is always the enchiladas, and I just heard a caller call in about that as well, and they are delicious.
Oh, good. I'm
glad
you enjoyed
it. But I've never, ever explored your drink menu, and I hear you guys are drinking margaritas.
Allegedly.
With a nice line.
Allegedly drinking margaritas.
Okay, allegedly. Okay.
Allegedly. Thank you. Thank you.
What flavor do you have, and do you ever offer like a day where there's drink specials?
Yes. Wednesdays and Sundays are our margarita specials. On Wednesdays, we have $6.99 for our 16-ounce. And then on Sundays, we have our 27-ounce, and those are $9. And then we have the flavors. We have our regular lime. We have strawberry, raspberry, mango, peach. And we also have jalapeno margaritas.
Ooh,
so if you like something spicy, they're really, really good. And we even do watermelon margaritas.
Okay. Either frozen or
Typically anything that's like sweeter, we usually do it frozen. It just tastes a lot better.
So other than the margaritas that you go there for, what do you like to eat from Pepe's?
I like the enchilada sweets. That's usually my favorite with beef.
Oh, good.
And how about Bob? Yeah. What does he like?
Bob, what do you usually get? He likes the enchiladas, too, and he likes to get that salsa you guys are talking about. He covers it in guacamole and that salsa. Kind of fancies it up his own way.
Well, Jenny, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Pepe's off Broadway over in Maryville, and Adam's going to send you out a gift card to Pepe's. How's
Thanks,
that sound?
Janice. All Thanks right, for calling
perfect.
In.
I'm excited to try a margarita with those fabulous chips that you have.
Well, I promise you, if you're not, if we give you too many margaritas, We will take you home if we have to.
Okay. All right, that's a promise. I'll help you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you,
Janice.
Is a margarita a traditional Mexican drink, or
yeah?
Do you have any history behind it? How it evolved?
My understanding was it was in Tijuana, Mexico, back in the I think it was the 30s or 40s, and some guy just put together this mix of
and
lime.
Named it after some lady.
Yeah. And
maybe a hall dancer or something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Or a movie star, maybe. She was a dancer.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but that's where it kind of evolved, was in Tijuana.
Uh-huh.
And then there was somebody from that states that came in and they ordered a drink, and he says, "Yeah, make me something special," and kind of took off.
So
after
what are
that.
The what are the things you rim the rim with?
Well, typically it's salt.
Just straight salt.
Salt, or I love tahine.
Tahine is good.
Yeah, that's what
How about sugars? Any sugars? Sugars
usually with the sweeter drinks like your mango, your peach, your strawberry. But typically your regular, well, like I said, we have the jalapeno margaritas, and those are awesome with like I said, tahine. So it's spicy plus tahine.
Any sweetness to it?
Or is it
sour?
It's a little bit on the sour, but it's, you know, that tangy taste, just is so good.
So what'd you bring in for us here to try? We're all
just a regular.
Oh no, I mean all the food. Like
so the food I brought in the chicken tacos, and I brought some flour and corn. I brought steak tacos. Those are also flour and corn, and then al pastor, which is a marinated pork.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that al pastor was delicious.
Yeah, isn't that
good? Yeah, it's got a good flavor to it. How long is that marinade process for you guys on that?
Usually about a day or two.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, depending how, you know, we marinate it, and then we just kind of let it sit, and then we just use that as the day goes by.
Okay.
But it's, unfortunately, I hate to say it, that's like my favorite. And unfortunately, as you can see, I usually eat like at least one or two a night. And
do you eat tacos a lot?
Oh yeah, that and chicken.
Is it because it's right in front of you? Or, I mean, you grew up like that? Or?
Yeah. You know, it's just like just all of a sudden you get that urge. You know, you see so much food coming in and out, and you know somebody comes in and says, "Oh man, I love your beef tacos, or I love your al pastor tacos," and then you start thinking about it more and more, and then, you know, before you know it.
You're like, so why? I love my al pastor tacos,
too. So you go like, all right, let me go get some, you know.
What else did you bring in? You brought in some pico?
And then I brought in some pico, jalapenos, and then rice, and then some
what I noticed about your jalapenos, it almost looks like a jardinera.
It is. We basically put a little bit of sugar, a little bit of vinegar, and then we put the juices from the jalapenos and mix it all in with carrots.
You actually cut up the carrots and put them in?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we actually cook the carrots
first
so that they're nice and soft. And then we, like I said, so it's carrots, jalapenos, celery.
Now, is it a garnish for a taco? Is it a dip for a chip? Is it both? How does that operate compared to like the pico or the salsa or the guacamole?
Well, like for instance, when I eat a taco or two, I'll put the jalapenos on the side, and as I take a bite of my taco, I also grab some maybe a carrot and or some jalapenos, kind of burst the flavor a little bit more.
Okay, you know? Okay. And so I guess like for the spicy food, are you used to it? Is there anything like you eat, or is there spicy food where you're just like, oh, that is hot? Like, or is it just
like our cilantro sauce or spicy cilantro? It just all depends on the habaneros. You know, sometimes they're normally spicy,
right?
But sometimes they're spicier.
Yeah. Well, you don't take out the seed or member. Mm-mm. You just cut them and put them in there.
Yeah. And then, like I said, the thing of it is, like, I like spicy food, but I like it to a point where I can tolerate it and enjoy it. Where my wife, she just, the hotter, the better.
Okay. Yeah,
that's how I am.
That's why she married me. She said,
you're so hot, that was it. So you got your proteins. You got pork, you got beef.
Shredded chicken.
You do seafoods.
We do seafood.
And what kind of seafood items
you tilapia. Have?
Okay.
We have shrimp. The shrimp tacos are really, really good.
Okay.
As well. And then we basically marinate those as well, and then we kind of put it in with grilled vegetables, which are typically your green peppers, your red bell peppers, your onions, and, you know, that caramelized from the onions, and then, you know, the little bit of sauce that they put in there is just, it's awesome.
Tongue?
We do tongue as well, yeah. We have birria, which is, you can either get goat or beef.
Really?
But, yeah, but we do the beef because the goat... tends to have a little bit of no, it tends to have a little bit of aftertaste, like a gamey taste.
So we get a cow, and I just had the cow put in my freezer like a couple of weeks ago. So I've got packages of beef tongue.
Dude. Oh yeah.
So what do I do other than bringing it to you? Like how can I make that work for me? Otherwise, like I'm like, I guess I'll throw it in the crock pot and let the dogs eat it.
You know, kind of when I think of that beef tongue, I really think like it's got the. I've never had it. I probably never will.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's got the texture of maybe liver.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
does.
Okay. But I don't know what the flavor is.
But you know what? If you do. Put in a crock pot and just let it simmer and then put like all the different sauces and stuff in it. It really, like I said, for me, I don't really, just the thought of it, I guess, is more than anything. But I've had it and it's good.
Okay.
But my kids, they love it. My wife.
Really?
They
How
love
old are your
it.
Kids?
They're young.
They're 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would never have thought that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because my son, even one day when we, I had some and, He was literally 9 or so, and he just like he was chopping his lips, and he's going like, he goes, I can't wait to bite this.
Really?
Yeah, they love that
oh,
stuff.
Man.
You know,
folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. We're sitting down with Adam Espinoza from Taco Pepe's off Broadway, and he's got gift cards. So give us a call, give us a comment 219-769-9577. Okay, how about the other one where you boil the heads? Where you pull all the cheeks. The cheeks off.
Yeah, that's pretty much like if you go to Mexico.
And what is that dish called when they make that?
That's cachetes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, all that stuff. Nothing goes to waste in Mexico. I mean, nothing.
So they're pulling the meat off the skull of the animal to make sure
that
it gets
used.
Well,
it's the cheek, the meat. From the cheeks?
The cheek meat.
Yeah, it's really, really soft.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like...
From like a cow or a goat?
The cow.
From the cow? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like for instance, like whenever we make like our different, what is it, the menudo, which is like the tripe and stuff, or even like...
As opposed to the boy band menudo?
Yeah, right, okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And then even like our pozole, which is hominy, we'll put like the pork meat, the hoofs of the pork,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we'll basically, and that gives it so much flavor.
It's like shank of a lamb.
I mean, if you don't have that in there, it gives it a whole different taste, you know. So we always put that in there. And,
you ever roast anything full, like on a spit or anything like that? Have you guys?
Not here. I mean, when we were kids in Mexico. That was like the most common thing, you know, especially like, you know, in the farms, you know, my uncles had farms and we'd go out there and, you know, the whole family would come over and that was the big thing, you know, so.
Now, did you grow up here or did you?
I grew up here, but every summer since I was probably 3 or 4 years old, I'd spend all summer long in Mexico.
Okay.
Up until maybe like 8th grade. And, We were from a small town,
mm-hmm.
So my uncles, you know, back in the day, they didn't even have electricity,
mm-hmm.
So it was like literally lanterns, you know, and then we would sit and play, we have this thing called Loteria, it's kind of like a board game, and, you know, that's what we would play as kids, you know, we all look forward to it at the end of the evening.
Were you guys close to water at all?
No. Well, Puerto Vallarta, from like where we were from,
that's a long distance.
It's about 3 hours.
Okay.
But
so you guys were on the eastern side of the country.
We were like right in the middle.
Okay.
Right in the middle.
Okay.
But it was like I said, it was an awesome experience. I always tell my kids, you know, unfortunately, you'll never get to experience that because I was there all the time and.
And things weren't as industrialized. I mean,
no,
I mean,
it was.
You didn't have the internet.
I mean, we used to have to, from our hometown to my uncle's farm, it was about 1 hour and 20 minutes on horseback.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to go every morning
Oh, wow.
To basically go milk the cows.
Uh-huh.
and we were like cowboys. We had to round up all the cattle.
Right.
And then we would have to, once the cattle came in, then the calves followed. And then we would have to tie the calf to the cow while they milked it.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course, I was the American kid. And so, like, you know, my mom would always say, don't drink the milk because you're going to get sick, you know. So my
they didn't pasteurize it, did
yeah,
they?
Right. No, it was natural. So my uncles would actually get tequila, the milk, and chocolate milks, and they called it a pajarito. And then they would mix it, and then that's I would drink that. You know, they said supposedly that would help cure the stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
You know, as a 9-year-old kid, you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Oh man.
So, what's one of the most unique items you guys carry?
I would say like one. A lot of people starting pretty much like in November, December, are caldo de res. Which is a beef soup. It's an awesome soup to have, especially when you're not feeling too good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has cabbage, it has carrots, it has meat, corn, and it just then with the lime juice and everything. It just
are there seasonal items for you guys?
No, we pretty much have everything year round.
Year round.
Yeah, but like I said, those type of soups are. Really, come wintertime is when a lot of people start asking.
How about the pumpkin stuff? You indulge with that, like anything like that?
No, not really.
You're kind of out of the character of the restaurant.
Yeah.
What do you do to get ready for Christmas?
Except for the restaurant?
You have green and red margaritas?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
No, we just pretty much have everything else. And it's just, you know, our decorations and that. But, you know, we have our, not here at the restaurant, but our personally, we do our posadas, which are, we kind of go around. Well, back in the day, you would go to sing different houses.
Right.
And then people would come out, and it was kind of like the, you know, Christ going into Bethlehem and trying to knock on the door, trying to find a place to stay. And so that's what the posadas are based on. So
you know what one of the biggest questions I always get is, how do you keep the guacamole green?
Well, we leave the seed in there,
uh-huh.
and then pretty much as soon as it's made in the morning, we make sure we cover it and we push down on the covering to make sure that there's no air pockets in there, and in between, like I said, the seeds.
How long does the cake stay green though? Does it stay green more than one day?
Oh yeah, well it stays pretty much that day. So we pretty much make it based on what we have. So at the end of the night, if we run out. You know,
you have to make
out.
One real quick, or you just run.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you open for catering? I mean, what do you do for catering? Do you have a catering menu, a banquet room, anything like that?
We do a lot of events. Like for instance, next month or next week, we'll have a funeral service for 60 people. So typically, since it's coming during the day, we'll put them in the lounge area, and then we just have the food and we set it up as a buffet style. We do catering. Our biggest thing with catering is usually the tacos.
Okay.
So people come in and then we go there and we set it up as a buffet style so that, you know, people can just kind of self-serve themselves.
And you have gift cards.
And we have gift cards.
I do very well with gift cards.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Live entertainment? Any live entertainment?
We do. Right now we're hoping to have on the 30th, it's called the Jesse Hernandez Trio. And they do a little bit of everything, so hopefully we'll know by next week whether that's going to happen.
So, how did your Independence Day go? I mean, did you have a pretty large crowd there?
Oh yeah, yeah, we had about probably about 400 people.
Wow,
it's a big.
I saw your son out there putting up the
lot now, like where you guys are at. So it's like there's a lot of space to park, a lot of space for an event like that.
Yeah, we're fortunate that like Mavis Tires, they do us a big favor and they let us park in their lot.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and so we close off one of the whole areas for parking.
That's
and
big.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year we actually had 500, but this year, as you know, the weather was a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of drove some people away.
And what'd you offer it? I mean, you got the food and you had what, entertainment?
We had entertainment. We had drinks. We actually had a company called Premier out of Indianapolis that, you know, their big thing is our tequilas.
Okay.
So every year they come in and they give us, they actually have a couple young ladies that come around and give customer samples of all the three, you know, whatever tequilas they pick,
mm-hmm.
to bring around and stuff.
You know, we'll not forget that you do have a bar area, a full bar. And when we did Friends and Neighbors, we made a few drinks.
Yes.
And who was the girl that was the bartender?
Becca Knight. Yeah.
Becca, I want to say thank you. I mean, that was a fun time.
She did a great job. She was so excited about it.
You know, by the time I drank three or four different drinks, I had a great time too. Okay, Adam, ready for a quiz? Okay, we got the Let's Eat questionnaire. Ready to answer some questions?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Favorite sandwich? Any sandwich. It doesn't have to be from your shop.
Favorite sandwich, probably the chicken fajita sandwich.
Okay. How about the scariest animal that you know of?
Scariest animal? Ooh. That's a good question. I've never really run into any scary animals. I guess when my dogs get mad at me.
Okay.
My little poodle.
There you go. Well, they can get mad.
They do.
How about on your hot dog, ketchup or no ketchup?
Oh, definitely ketchup.
See, I'm the same way. Yeah. I think the people from this area are like that, from Northwest Indiana compared to Chicago. Chicago, you said that they could cut off your fingers.
I know.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs. Yeah.
For the rest of your life, you can only have one dessert. Whenever you wanted something sweet, clear your palate from those tacos, what dessert would that be?
Unfortunately, it's probably tiramisu.
Tiramisu? That sounds good. The worst smell?
Probably the sewer.
I know what you're talking about, too. I know what you're talking about. If you don't clean the grease trap.
Yep.
Tom knows what we're talking about.
It's not fun.
What's your favorite smell?
Lavender.
Lavender. I mean, I think we've had somebody else say that, too. Yeah. Lavender. Okay. Hard shell, soft shell, flour tacos. Which one?
Soft corn.
You like soft corn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's more of a gluten-free thing. So that's when people want gluten-free, they come in and ask for corn.
Oh, yeah.
Corn shells. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like, Tom? Soft or
soft corn? Yeah,
you like soft corn. I like. I'm more northerner. I like that flour.
Yeah, the corn for me is always. It always felt like a street taco.
Yeah.
Why do they put two shells always on a taco?
Just to give it that sturdiness.
Really? I always felt like, you know, they give you a lot so you can make two tacos out of it.
Put one down and eat the other one over and wait.
Well, the good thing is, the doctor says.
The good thing is our portions are good, so a lot of times.
Oh, I know. I see that.
People say, like, you know, hey, I can make two tacos out of one.
I know. I've seen that. Cake or yeast donut?
Oh, yeast donut.
How about you, Tom?
What kind of cake?
No, cake donut or yeast
donut? Oh, a cake donut. Oh, yeah, a yeast donut.
I like the yeast, too. Okay, just take a good look at me. What number am I thinking of from 1 to 10?
9.
No. That's a weird one. I like the scary animal one better.
It is Halloween time. How about your favorite Halloween movie?
Probably... I say Friday the 13th.
That's a good one. Now, it's not a Halloween movie, but the one that scared me where I wouldn't go in the water anymore is Jaws.
Oh, really?
I don't go in, unless it's a swimming pool. But if it's even the lake or pond, I just can't deal with it.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. that movie came out, I think I was about 4 or 5. My dad's a big horror movie fan.
You know what? There used to be maybe you remember, there used to be a series called Dracula on TV. That was the scariest thing. The first time he showed his fangs, that freaked me out. And The Night Stalker was another one that freaked me out.
Oh, yeah, that was an awesome one.
Pumpkin or apple donut?
Pumpkin?
Yeah. I think you said apple, didn't you?
Yeah, apple. Yeah.
I'm a pumpkin guy.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think I don't mind apple, but they always seem to put granule sugar on the apple ones, and the pumpkin they always glaze.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Just, in 6 words, describe your business.
Ooh. Nostalgic.
Good. That's a good one.
Tacos of Northwest Indiana.
No, you got one more.
Let me see. Nostalgic tacos. Oh, the best nostalgic tacos of Northwest Indiana.
There you go. Yeah.
What's your best-selling drink there?
Margaritas.
Margaritas?
Yeah.
What's your best-selling outside of the tacos for food?
Probably our flautas.
Okay. I like flautas.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are probably the second biggest thing.
Do you do empanadas?
Mm-hmm.
You make them from scratch?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Those are really time
consuming. Apple, blueberry.
Oh, you do desserts.
And cherry.
Oh, that's, you ever have, you like empanadas?
I love an empanada.
I do too.
Yeah.
What would you consider a Mexican wine that you offer?
Or
more than one, maybe.
Yeah, actually, the one we get a lot of people are sangria.
Okay.
And so we, you know, the sangria is really good, and then we put a little bit of fruit in it, so it kind of absorbs it, and then after it's all done, you can start, you know, eating some of the fruit,
and
you know, kind of carry, lingers on.
So everyone knows about tequila, right? You know, the salt and the lime. What other, like, spirit is our Mexicans known for?
Well, for sure, the tequila. Well, we have the agave,
okay,
which is kind of like a offshoot of the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
It has a different flavor to it. Not
I
a lot.
I thought it was the same. I thought it was like an agave tequila. I thought it was like just a type of tequila.
No, it's just like a extract of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, but
so
like
it's a little bit different. Okay.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a little bit harsher.
Oh.
You
okay.
Know? Like I said, not. Some people really like it, and other people just don't
not
like
for
it
them.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some upcoming events?
Well, like I said, November 30th, hopefully we'll be having the Jesse Trio Hernandez, or Jesse Hernandez Trio. And then we're going to be doing for November 1st, our Day of the Dead.
Okay.
So all our employees will be have their faces painted and that kind of stuff. So
okay, any future plans like another Pepe's off of 49 or something like that?
You know what, in over the last year and a half, we were trying to get involved with the one in Valparaiso. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, so we're looking at this one particular location in Valpo, and we're hoping that we could work something out.
Anything I forgot to ask you?
No, I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity. I want to thank my wife, my kids, for always being there for me. And, of course, my parents that are no longer here with us or with me. But
you feel them every day.
Every day, you know. And probably the most important thing is I feel very, very blessed. You know, I feel really strongly about God, and I just, you know, every morning I thank Him for just opportunity, and just like I said, I just feel so blessed. I really do.
Well, you know, we want to thank you for coming on.
Hey, well, thanks again for having me.
Folks, there you have it. We got Adam Espinoza from Pepe's Off-Broadway, Pepe's Tacos, Pepe's Restaurant. I want to thank everyone for calling in. Again, I want to thank Adam. I want to thank Tom for joining in on the conversation with me. Remember, tonight, game night, got some big games. The guys will be out at all the fields. Listen in so you know what the score is of your favorite team.
Yeah.
Another thing, we're getting close. Everyone, don't forget to vote. I voted. They got early voting in Indiana. I just went right up to the courthouse and did it. Took maybe a couple minutes. Got my little sticker, too.
Yeah.
What else were you doing at the courthouse, Nick?
Nothing.
No comment. Vote.
So, again, everyone, I want everyone at 6 o'clock tonight on 89.1 FM. Tune in to game night. Hug your family. They're very, very important. Give them a big kiss. And don't forget your furry friend, your dog, in my case. Grab them and give them a big old kiss. Yasu!